What is up, guys, and welcome back to the X Podcast. You're probably wondering, we're not in my studio. We're trying something new today. And I'm here with Steve from Amerigo. I tried this restaurant about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, this food is so authentic.
Thank you.
Like, I feel like I'm at my grandmother's. I feel like I'm at Nonna's. So before we get into spaghetti and sex, do you want to just give everyone like an elevator pitch of when you started and how it came about?
Yeah, so we started in the NDG area about 2010, and then slowly from this little shop turned it into Amerigo, which is my dad's name and now my son's as well. And then just old school Italian dishes. We're a good team here. I mean, everyone who knows us knows that the team has been together now for a few years. We got Bappy, Mike, aka Big Sexy, my daughter Nida that's here.
It just feels Giovanni, very, yeah. It just feels very like welcoming.
It's a church.
It's great. And actually, when I came, I was like, I feel like this is like a cool spot in New York. Like, that was the vibe. It's like not too big. I hate a restaurant that's really big.
Thank you.
I like the vibes of like a cooler, like smaller spot, you
Thank
know?
Thank you. Thank you.
Feels more like family. So should we eat?
Yeah, let's start. Cheers.
Cheers. We're drinking Amaretto Sour. The last time I had one of these, I think I was at a Sweet 16, but love them.
Honestly, it's a bit of a girly drink, but I still enjoy them.
You don't have to be shy. Don't worry.
I won't have this.
Everyone's going to call you a pussy. Don't worry.
But actually, I'll have this, but never on a date. If I'm like going out, I'll never say, okay, I have an Amaretto Sour.
Okay, first of all, when you're on a date, and let's say we're on a date and we're sitting like this, how do you feel about that?
Like
we're sitting in front of each other.
No, that's perfect. In front of side to side, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay. But like if you had to choose in front or side to side, which one would you choose?
If it's a club, side by side, because I feel like too many people might be looking at my date. If it's a restaurant, in front of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
This
club,
sense.
I feel like you kind of almost have to like defend your part. You're significant other.
You're like, that's my girl.
Yeah.
No, so actually, I've done a lot of dates where I'm sitting side by side. But I feel like when a guy wants to do that on the first date, I'm a bit like, hey, relax. Like, let's sit in front. Let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
By the end, if we're plastered and sitting next to each other, that's fine.
Yeah, but if
you're
like,
more like touchy-feely.
If it's a first date, it's different. But if you're dating each other for a long time, then it's fun just to go people watching. So I know if I'm with my partner now, like me and her, we're just like sitting out and we're sitting next to each other. And then you're just looking at other people.
You could just say your life's boring now and you need to look at other people.
100%. 100%. It's the best. It's normal. And so you go out and you're just like seeing like, and you could just see like the scenario. So when you're next to each other, it's just
yeah, people watching is amazing. Yeah. It's everything.
Fair enough.
So last time we were speaking about so many things that we were speaking about how there are certain things that food is implemented in like sex and how like you can tell a lot about a woman or a man through, you know, their eating habits.
Sure,
so I know you own the restaurant Amerigo, so you see so much. Let's just talk about it.
I honestly, there's like so much that goes on in a restaurant. Like so many people, like you see everything from dates, families, divorces, people coming back, Tinder dates.
What about like when they go through like a breakup and it's like the talk?
That's fun. You could kind of see like the meal go down, the energy's different. When they leave, it depends who instigates the thing. But it's like you could almost see what happens because if it's like a regular and then it finally happens, you're like, okay, I knew he was an asshole.
Or right,
like
right, right, right.
Energy was off or whatever it is. So it's funny because it's like, I was saying earlier, it's almost like the sense of church. So when people come there, you kind of see where the energy kind of unfolds.
Yeah.
And it passes by so fast. So sometimes you just kind of like create already a narrative in your head.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I can see this going down.
Right.
You know? And so.
But like when it's the talk, they're normally not eating. It's more like coffees. Or is it like full?
No, they're having a drink.
They're having a drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they need a drink. They need
it's
a drink.
It's not like, oh, what bottle do you have? It's like, what are you going to have, a Negroni?
So on my podcast, I posted something about how if I'm going on a date with a guy, like, I'm not doing a coffee date. And I got destroyed. Like, everyone came for me. They're like, you're just going for the free meal. You don't even deserve a freaking dinner and all this stuff. Okay, people were just attacking me. So I want to know what your thoughts on, like, a first date as a guy. Would you do a coffee date?
No.
No?
No, because, like, a coffee date is, like, unless you're going out to watch a soccer game or something before, because what time are you going to have coffee? Like, I mean, in the Italian culture, you're going to have coffee before 11 in the morning, like, mm-hmm. in the afternoon. So, I mean, at this point, it's like, if you're having a date at that time, I don't know.
It's not a sexy time.
No.
You know?
No, it's just not a date time.
Like, I'm drinking coffee with the person I'm having to talk with, whether we're continuing dating or breaking up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? A coffee date is probably an ex.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're catching up or whatever. But if it's an actual date, or we're going to offer coffee in the morning, no.
Well, I feel like even that, the catch-up coffee is so like, oh, what are we doing here?
It depends where you are in your relationship, though. If you're like the person's at a better situation in their life than you are, it's like, oh, we should meet for coffee. And then if you find out like, they're in a better situation than you are, you just act like you're way busier than them and then just fuck off.
But it's always the
person. So I'm busy, I gotta go.
But it's always the person who's less busy or like sees that person is doing better. Does that make sense? That initiates the talk. Because if you're doing good and you're like, I'm good after this breakup, you're like, leave me alone. But it's
sometimes
always
you want closure, you want to flex. It depends. I just don't have the mental real estate for that. But here you see it. Like you see where.
Okay, so I have a very different opinion about closure. So I feel like when a relationship ends and like you guys have decided, I've done it, you pack your bags, you walk out, you're done, okay? That should be the closure. Like the closure after, okay, you could disagree with me.
Yeah, but what's relationship like? 6 weeks, 6 months? Because now it's different. Like I'm in my 40s, right? So when you say relationship, it's got to be over 2 years or a year.
Yeah.
At least.
Okay. I still think regardless of how long the relationship was, 2 years, 3 years, 6 years, literally 10 years.
A relation, okay.
If you go through that whole breakup, you grab your bags, you leave, and you're like, I'm done with this person, I still think that there's no need to get together and have like another talk. Like that's just you trying to feed your, like a breakup's never going to be easy. And there's just like, it's, you're never going to get really the closure you need. Closure is time apart.
How close are you to the family? Is there a dog involved? There's a lot of elements.
The dog is a killer.
There's a lot of elements.
I'm sorry, but I still think if there's a dog, one keeps it. That's it.
That's rough.
What do you think?
I don't know. It depends. I mean, like how close are you to the family? You still work with the family. There's so many elements that are involved.
Well,
like,
the working with the family, you signed up for that. That's a recipe for disaster.
But I don't know. It's tough. But like if you want closure later on, look.
But what closure, like if you've had the talk and you've ended, what closure can you possibly get after 3 months, 2 weeks? Like why? For what? That's just like for your own ego.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah, I guess it's just to fill in the gaps of the past because sometimes you're like, did this actually just happen? And so sometimes people just sign, not validation, but I think sometimes you're just looking and you're like, okay, I had good moments with the person.
Right.
And that's okay. You're allowed to have those amazing memories with somebody and say, okay, this happened and acknowledge that and admire them for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then you need to move on. You can't relish on those
moments
because you're just going to slow yourself down.
That's it. Like you get together and then you slow yourself down again. And now it's like, oh, but wait, he was a great person. And then you find out like, because they're always trying to prove something after you get on that talk. Like, I've been working on this. Or like you try and make your life seem even more lavish because you're trying to show that like you're at your best version. So you just confuse the other person. Then they feel like maybe I should be with him. And it's like it just fogs up the brain when you've already made the decision at that time. But this is just me and my strong Italian like.
Reminiscing is overrated. You know what? You're going to start trying to relive the past,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to happen. You're not going to be 20-year-old again. You're not going to be living those moments. And so moving forward, I think, is key. And I think one of the parts is now everyone's trying to stop time. You know, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Look, listen, if you're in your 20s, you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, like, be aware of where you are and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're going to be that guy. Like, I love going to clubs. My friends, oh, you got to come with me and whatever. And I'm in the industry, so I'm, like, in my 40s, but I still hang out with 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very relevant. Like, I'm in my 40s, right? So it's cool.
Yeah.
Because now this whole sugar daddy thing is in and everyone's like, okay, you know what?
I think he's trying to say, guys, he's a sugar daddy.
I'm not available.
But have you cool. ever been in a sugar daddy arrangement?
No, but like...
He paused, guys.
Because other people are like, they're like scoping you out and they're like, okay, what's the scenario? And it's normal. You have your restaurant, you have an entourage, you have people, you know, we're in the industry, so obviously you know other restaurants.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you a sugar daddy.
No.
Sugar daddy and taking care of your woman, two different things.
I got too much on my plate, forget it. That's it. I don't make that much money.
I'm dead. Okay, so you were saying how if you go on a date with someone and they're very picky with their food, it might have like a big, normally you could tell a lot by somebody and how they're in the bedroom by what they order and how they eat, if they're picky or not.
Oh, for sure.
Explain.
For sure. So, I mean, like sometimes it's like, I call it the breadbasket effect. You know, so many tables come in or whatever, you put it in the bottle of water on the table, put it in the breadbasket, and then they're just breaking their face. They're already like, oh, can I have another bottle of water? Can I have more bread? And that's like, I find for us, like the equivalent of saying, that's the guy that's just not even appreciating the lingerie. That guy's just ripping into the whole scenario,
yeah.
Completely impatient. He's already ready to break his face on the dish. And you're like, okay, brother, like calm the heck down. Yeah. Like, I mean, you're going to get your antipasto. You're going to got all the other things in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not even going to get halfway into the meal. You're going to already start asking for takeout boxes. Like, you're just fucking up the whole experience. And so many times, even the, oh, you know, we don't do this. Oh, I don't have pork. Oh, I don't... I understand there's obviously restrictions,
mm-hmm.
but when everything is a restriction, just stay home, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. Like, there's Netflix and chill. Order some Uber, stay home, but don't give that headache to the waiter or the waitress.
I think Italians have a hard time with, like, just witnessing people who have restrictions because we're so like, but what do you mean you don't eat this? Like, we eat everything, and we're so, like, about that. So when we see people are like, we don't eat pork, we don't eat this, you're like...
Something's wrong.
You're at the wrong restaurant. I'm sorry. Italians,
flags.
We eat everything. Like, yeah. We don't give a shit.
And it's always the fat one asking for, like, something diet or whatever. And it's like, okay, man, stop. Just enjoy yourself. It's not this one night that, put, you know, like, that made you that size. It's just enjoy yourself.
I remember you were telling me something about how there's like this really beautiful woman that walks in and she eats like a plate of pasta and everyone's kind of staring at her like, whoa, how is she so thin eating this pasta?
Yeah, so one time we had this, one of the wives from the soccer wives, an athlete and whatever, beautiful mm-hmm. Italian woman walks in and from Rome and she breaks her face on this beautiful spaghetti amatriciana, nice, beautiful, greasy.
Wait, I have to stop you there. Is it hotter when you see a pretty girl who's... like fit, but also still eats.
For sure.
Like if you see a girl who's barely eating and like just like touching the plate, and is that like a turnoff?
Massively, because at the whole time, like honestly, you start feeling like an ape next to the other person. It's like if somebody is working out next to you, you just naturally feel the ability to move. Like when have you ever just sat down mm-hmm. on the sofa and just like clicked through channels while somebody else is doing push-ups?
Right.
It's impossible. You just naturally, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to leave. You just have to, it just makes the whole situation just awkward.
Yeah.
So if someone's like, if you're going to be there and like, oh my God, we're going to go for a steak and the other person says I'm a vegan, like what are you going to have? Not even garlic bread? Like it's impossible.
But how do you find that out before the first date? Do you ask, will you tell them like this is where we're going or is it a surprise?
Honestly, I feel blessed. Like there's a part of me that like, honestly feels like, wow, I missed out on this whole Tinder date and this whole application or whatever. But then there's a part of me that's massively relieved that I've never been like part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have the mental real estate for that. You look at people and like the whole thing and they just kind of flip through it like a menu.
Yeah.
And when there's so many options, it's hard to choose.
I think that's why dating in this generation is the hardest it's ever been, because it's very hard for people to settle down because they always feel like, well, hold on, there might be better. So let me not like, even if I find someone who has the same values, who I think is great, you're still like, what if?
Yeah.
So like you're living in a world where like, are you ever really gonna settle type
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah. Like
and then it's like, you get to an age where it's like, then you start depreciating because you're getting older in a way, technically,
yeah.
In terms of like, you know, if you want a family and stuff, I think more for women, men, they're fucking good for a long time.
Yeah,
their sperm works.
We win at the end. We win at the end, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But it's like a restaurant that has too many options on the menu. When you look there and they're like so much and you're flipping through your page, you're just staring at there. You don't even know what to decide
mm-hmm.
on. And I find that's the negative part today. You know, there's just so much out there, and then you just kind of don't know where to start.
Yeah.
It's very intimidating. And even for restaurants, when you look and they have 15 pages, it's like a recipe for failure.
If I'm going into a restaurant that has 15 pages, I'm walking out. Yeah. I already, by the way, like if I'm on a date, I don't even like looking at the menu. Like, I don't even want to look. You choose. I like the quick, like, have you looked quickly? Is there anything else I'm adding? This is what I was thinking. Like, I hate looking at menus.
So,
what are your thoughts on that?
If you overorder, are you putting stuff in a box to go?
Okay. You can never overorder. You can only underorder.
No, but you could always catch up with dessert.
Yeah, but like, I'd rather you overorder. And on a first date, you are not allowed to do takeout. I don't give a shit how good the food is. I don't give a shit.
Why are you leaving with the person, though? In the
best. Either way, that I feel like that's...
No, if I'm going with my partner... Me and the wife were leaving with pizza.
100%, like, okay. But I'm talking like first date. You're like, you're on your best behavior. You're trying to impress her. Are you saying I'm taking out takeout? Come on.
I'm a chef, so for me, takeout doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but I'm honestly addicted to leftover pizza.
There's
something about pizza that's just better the day after for me.
And especially cold.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's good cold.
And my meatballs. My meatballs are fucking fantastic cold.
I'm fucking dead. So, what is sexy food that gets you in the mood to have sex?
Sexy food that gets you in the mood. KFC could be a thing. No, honestly, KFC was one of the worst things. I mean, it's just, I can't.
Okay, let's say because we're at an Italian restaurant, what would you order?
I think before you put anything in your mouth, it's like just understanding the scenario. It's just the way it is, you know? It's like everything else. It's like everyone talks about, oh, I went to Italy. It was so amazing. So we were like driving, and they explain everything else that happened before putting something in their mouth. And it's like, my rule of thumb, if you put anything 6 inches away from somebody's mouth, they're bound to put it in. Like, oh, try this potato chip. And you put it in, and they're like, and it's just right. Chewy. And so what happens is when you wrap it around an experience, anything could be fantastic. It's like if you're going to wake up in the morning and you just had an amazing romantic night with your partner, and he's just going to make you a spot-on omelet, and you're there just wearing his oversized t-shirt, and the ambiance is there.
Yeah.
And you're having... Oh, thanks, brother. You're
wow. Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank That's you.
It. Can I try to like two small plates, brother?
This Thank looks you. Amazing.
My dad's balls.
Thank
she still
you.
Makes them. They're amazing. Spaghetti alle olio.
I feel like I'm in Godfellas.
Nice.
Thank you.
This is Bappy, my brother from another mother.
Aww.
Amazing.
Wait, you need to get a video of me eating from the... I want like...
Picture of my balls. That's right. Yeah, I'll probably have to take another drink, brother. Cheese, extra cheese, no cheese?
Absolutely cheese.
Down.
Let's go. Are you kidding me? I'm that girl who when they're like, tell me when to stop. I never say stop. I'm like, keep going.
Oh boy.
I'm one of those. Why, do you guys hate those clients?
Oh, okay, you're talking about food.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Nothing, I was just listening.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm like, what the heck, I'm being respectful.
Oh my God, this episode is going to be like me with like parsley stuck in my teeth.
Nice. Would you say anything if somebody has parsley stuck in their teeth? If you're talking on your first date and somebody has something sticking out of their face, are you saying something? Or you're just hoping they're going to the bathroom and taking it out themselves?
It depends the vibes.
But it's true. Like, cause
if I hate their guts and it's a bad date, I'm not saying anything. If I'm actually into them... I fully can't focus if I don't tell you.
For sure.
The whole time I'm thinking about how I'm going to say it. So for me to spare myself all that time, I might as well just tell you. But if I'm not into it, I'm like, whatever. But I've been on a day before where it was so bad, I just said I was going to the washroom and then just dipped. Is that a guy's worst fear?
Depends how big the place is. If the place is small, then you spray. If the place is big,
and it just worked, because if I had to pass him to get out, it wasn't gonna work, but it worked in this situation.
Did he message you afterwards, or did he understand?
No, he didn't message me after. I think you get the message.
Did you know anybody in the restaurant? And like, did he like ask for you?
I didn't know anyone in the restaurant. And actually, I think he did write to me once, and I was just like,
that's pretty dark. Honestly, I've never been in that situation.
You've never been in that situation?
No,
I've even done that actually in Florida once.
Can I serve you some pasta?
Yes, please. Oh, I wanted to ask you that. When you see people on dates and they're with a guy and girl, but he doesn't serve her, what are your thoughts? Because obviously you're analyzing as an owner.
Honestly, it's about energy. You know what? It's like, depending who's engaging in what, try this, try that. If you feel like, oh, this is my plate and that's your plate or whatever.
Oh, do people do that at restaurants? Like, I'm ordering this. What are you having? I'm like, we're never going to see each other again.
Yeah, we're not going to be friends. Honestly, I don't even think it's further than that. I just try to, like, forget about them.
You have to be an only child. Something's going on, right?
Those are red flags. Massive. Those are people that talk to squirrels at the park. You don't go camping with them. You don't go on long trips in the car with them. What do you
do with them?
You just avoid them. Avoid eye contact. This is the way it is.
Wait, can you mention one of your worst dates?
Honestly?
Why? You're so amazing. You're a good time. So everybody has a good time.
You read me perfectly. I know.
Okay, but tell me, what are things that women do that give you the ick?
Nail biting for me, honestly, if for a woman, I think nail biting is my worst.
It's your fear.
Yeah, it's so annoying. I mean, you see a beautiful woman and all her fingers are messed up. I think that's my biggest turnoff.
That's fair. Yeah. That's solid. I feel like growing up, my grandmother was always like, you could tell a lot about a woman by if she upkeeps her nails.
Yeah, my hands, honestly, and I'm in the kitchen less now, but still, like, it's one of the things. So I find if a woman has, like, messed up fingers, it's like, you know, it's a red flag. But bad date, honestly, it's just about energy. If you feel like the person, when you're eating with them, you feel like there's this barrier, oh, no, I don't have this, oh, I'm gluten intolerant, oh, I'm vegan or whatever, I just can't.
You don't want to sleep with them?
No. No, I just can't. I don't even want to talk with them. It's just like the date's over. I don't see it going further than that. Because one of the, like, the flexes I do have is, like, saying, okay, I can cook for you in the morning. But if I have to start buying, like, macadamia milk or whatever it is, it's like it's over.
I
don't have the...
You want someone who's, like, chill and easygoing. You were talking about dad bods.
Yeah.
Do you feel like women like men who are less in shape? What are your thoughts on that?
I only find they appreciate that once it gives them an excuse.
What do you mean?
Like, to be hotter, because you were talking about that, and it's like, if the guy has a dad bod, it gives them more of an excuse to say they look better than their man.
100%.
I feel like dad bods are overrated.
What do you mean by that?
I'd rather have a six-pack than a belly. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just, like, I feel good in my skin.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, obviously you want to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hold dad bod. I think it's a Canadian thing because of the winters. But if you're in Italy, you're getting slut shamed. I remember I went to Italy. I didn't see my aunt for like 8 years. Oh, ciao, zio, come stai? Ammazza, come stai? Sì, ingrassato.
Yeah, no filter.
The first thing you're
they're like, you're fat.
You get so much weight.
Oh my God. My mom will have no problem being like, you put on 5 pounds. Like, like how do you even keep that?
It's because wounds from a friend, like, can be trusted. It's like, you know, if it's coming from your aunt, you can trust that
for sure. But I definitely think, like, women like men a little bit with dad bods, because I feel like it's multiple things, but one for sure, they're like, I feel hotter.
Even in
so
Miami,
like
if you're going to Miami, it's the same thing. I haven't been in Miami in like 20 years.
Anywhere,
so.
I think. Mm-hmm. I think there's like a level where it's like dad bod, and then it's like, okay, like, lose some weight, you know. There's like two levels to it.
But like, if you have a dad bod and you could still pick up a fridge, and you're like, okay, the guy's powerful. Like, you could be a dad bod and you're 6'3", 250 pounds.
Here's the thing with a really, really skinny guy. The thing with a really skinny guy is who's cut with abs is probably not gonna go and eat this at dinner. Because they're so, like, strict, okay, maybe they'll cheat that one day Saturday, but your life's going to be a little bit boring in that sense. Like, their meal prepping, it's chicken and salad every day and rice.
I'm 5'7" with like maybe 200 pounds. It's not like, I don't know. It's not, I don't know.
But I'm just saying, like, no. So we're four dad bods over here, but not too, like, still take care of yourself though, you know?
Yeah, but what's a mom bod?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Mom bods are less allowed, and I'll say why.
But doesn't mean they're stacked, like, bosomly? Like, I mean, like, what's the whole thing? Like, what's a mom bod?
A mom bod is somebody who probably, like, had kids and, like, is a little bit more, like, stretchy. No, like, he's not super, like, thin.
I have no idea.
You're making me say things that's going to get me canceled.
No, but it's like, I think there's a dad bod and, like, it's accessible. Like, okay, the guy doesn't need to have a six-pack. So it's cool, but, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think because guys, like, have a thing, you know? Like, okay, I want the girl to be a brunette, a blonde, or whatever. But
well, they normally end up dating someone and marrying someone who has the same hair color like their mom. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's a 50-50. It's either a blonde or brunette.
Yeah, but if your mom, what color hair does your mom have?
Brown.
And what do you normally go for? Brown or blonde?
Well, yeah, they're brunettes, yeah.
You go after what your mom is. That's fucking dark. That's so dark. You're like, never mind, I'm going for blondes. Never
mind.
I'm out
of this show. I'm out. Get me out of here. Just get me out of here. I'm done.
So I read this thing and I thought it was interesting and we should talk about it. It's that women, when they meet a guy, they see him at like 100%. So let's say we like start talking to a guy on an app or like whatever. We just meet briefly. We go for drinks. We've already set our whole lives together. Like we went from like dating to family to marriage to we see the whole white picket fence, we see the whole life, okay? Where men operate completely different. When they meet you, they don't have that like connection where they're like, wow, I see this being my wife. After time, when they're with you, they see the way you're the way you act, if you cook for them, and then they start to see like, oh, okay, I could see this being the mother of my kids. Where women, we like fantasize about it, we create this whole dream. So like you're perfect until you start having issues, until we actually start getting into the relationship. And then we're like, I don't like this about him, I don't like this. But you're already at a stage where you're like, no, like I just-
We already went this far.
We already went this far, like I'm ready to stick it out. And we're like, I don't know anymore. Like we don't like this, we don't like this. Would you say that's kind of true? How like women and men kind of operate? You could disagree with me. It's just what people were saying.
It is. I mean, I honestly, like, I'm part of a generation where you just kind of grew into things. Like, so many young couples were there, and they're like, oh, we're getting married, and just this massive evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, you look at people, and it's like, okay, you know, how much are you making or whatever? And it's before it was different. It's like, okay, what are you bringing to the table? You'd look at the family and so many other situations. And now, I guess, I don't know. It's... And that's where I feel like I'm out of the loop. As much as like I'm old and I'm connecting with young people, mm-hmm. this is where there for me there's this like mental gap that's there. And,
is it important for you to have a woman who's ambitious? Like on the level of like needing to be successful and everything, like is that a priority for you?
I think everyone has a different idea of what success is. And for me, success is if you want to have five kids, and you want to travel, and you have an amazing family and a massive support system, that's success for you, like fantastic.
Yeah.
If success is because she's a doctor, a psychologist, or an artist, and she needs to see this type of thing, she wants to open up her studio or her own practice, and that's what she wants to do, and that's success, fantastic. You know, I don't think it's nothing about financial. I think more it's about feeling accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Amerigo's not going to make me a millionaire, but what's nice is the fact that you created that sense of church.
Yeah.
I feel the success.
For sure.
The fact that I work with, you know, people that became friends, that became almost like family members.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's a massive ideal of success. And the fact that I can make money doing it, amazing.
It's a bonus.
Am I making as much money as so many other of my friends? No.
Mm-hmm.
But am I happy? Yes. And I think being grateful is something that so many people need to take in perspective, because in a relationship, when somebody talks about success and where people are and are you intimidated by the woman, I think it's more like just having a managing your expectations of what you want in your life. And you know, that's it, you know, just really having a realistic ideal of what you feel you could succeed and what you want to succeed.
Yeah. So I ask this on dates. So don't be like, whoa, because I'm asking this. You tell me if you don't want to answer.
No, that's good.
But what do you think is one of your red flags, like your downfalls that you need to work on?
That I need to work on, or red flags that I'm like, okay, I'm walking away from the girl.
No, that you need to work on, that you know are an issue in a relationship because of you, and you're like self-aware of it.
I own a restaurant. Like, forget it. I mean, that's just a red flag right there.
Holy shit, is it ever.
We're wrapped around every temptation, everything from alcohol, food, a bad company. And so the fact that my girl's been with me for X amount of years, mm-hmm. like 15 years, is a miracle in and of itself.
Oh my God.
It already comes with its extreme challenges. I think...
Yeah, she's got to be a tough cookie to like...
Yeah, yeah, massive.
Handle
she's
this.
A beast. She's amazing. But it's just the way it is, you know? You're going to get that random text message, the random DMs and everything. And just it's just part of the industry. It's just, it really is. There's
yeah. No other and way how around. Do you handle that? Well, next question.
I don't know, just go through it. I honestly never paid attention to it because it's so much part of my life that it's like...
But I feel like it's such a fine line because it's like, well, babe, like, she's coming to the restaurant, so like, it's technically business,
no,
so I have to answer.
We had a conversation before. It's not like it's accepted because it does get annoying, but it's like, okay, we had this talk. I mean, at this point, like, we could get mad or whatever, but for me, I'm like, not that I come off as this, like, insensitive, but at one point, I'm like, I'm not having this conversation. Because for me, it's like,
yeah.
You're going to have that waitress who's, you know, who's studying to be something amazing, but she's gorgeous. And, you know, now everyone's wearing leggings and it just looks painted on. And so many girls are gorgeous. And especially that stuff tucks everything in. And it's like, the girl's like, oh, man, $300 a tip. It's like, yeah, for sure. You know, you look like a fox. So it's like, how do you be jealous? It's like, if she has a man, she has her studies, and this is a time... It's just part of the industry. You wrap yourself around
yeah.
it. And you get a bit desensitized.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in a restaurant, you've seen everyone from, like, you know, flashing their private parts or whatever. And a lot of people...
People have flashed their private parts here?
Yeah, for sure. Even if you go to...
Okay, you can't just say that casually and then just move on with the conversation. No. Hold on a second. No, Azzy's eating a meatball, guys.
No. A lot less at Amerigo, but you've seen your stuff at Amerigo. But it's like, when you're a part of the industry, obviously you see so much going on now.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's over 25 years I'm in the industry, so you become desensitized to so much. At one point, you don't care if the girl's wearing a mini skirt and she's all drunk or whatever. Say, listen, I just want to go home. Like, just have your drinks, store an Uber, get her home, and let me just close the place down.
And how do you feel, especially like being, you know, a restaurant owner, you must see this so much. But let's say, like, a couple is on a date, you know, and you're there, you're kind of overseeing all the tables because, you know, you're the owner here, so you're looking around, and they're on a date, you can clearly see that, and then the guy says, two bills, please. First of all, do you ask or do you just send one automatically because you're just assuming?
Oh, man.
Because, like, in New York or other places, it's one bill regardless if you're with your friends or not. But, like, what about here?
Honestly, as a waiter, you kind of, like, there's certain people you know that they're not going to ask for two bills. There's certain people you look, especially Italians, you know if it's a guy, an Italian guy taking out a woman, you're not asking two bills because you're going to insult them.
Yeah.
No offense, but if they're English, you're going to ask, well, you know, how is it? Do it just one bill or two?
What's the most casual way of asking, though? How is it?
Every waiter has a different approach.
Yeah.
Italian waiters, I find we have more of a savage approach because you just want to see how much...
We're just savage.
Yeah, because you just want to see how much of a man is the man or if he's just going to, like, just mess it up right there. Because you're almost, like, setting him up for success or failure. So you're almost doing the person a favor. Is it one bill or two? And the guy has that opportunity to save himself and say, no, just one bill, don't worry, I got it. The person says, no, it's two bills. Then it's like you just literally... Just pour gas on me and just light me up. It's done. It's out. But sometimes the girl's like, no, I'll take two bills.
And the girl will answer.
Yeah.
And the guy will just stay quiet.
Yeah, that freaks me out. I don't know how to handle that.
Do you think it's like an arrangement kind of situation?
Unless she's writing off the bill for expenses, I have no other answer for that. I don't know what to do.
Have you ever split the bill?
No.
You're like, no.
No, if she's going to take the bill because we're together And I was like, oh, where's your wallet? I don't know. She's like, oh, I'm just going to pay it.
Right.
Whatever. It's
yeah, different. But that's different.
But if it's a first date, God almighty, no. No, it's not negotiable. Honestly, I'm not taking you out.
We're living in a generation where, like, a lot of men are feeling like, well, you know, like, we're in a generation where, like, women are starting to make just as much as men, and, like, why should a man have to pay for the bill type thing? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like whoever invites should pay?
I find, honestly, it depends the role the person wants to pay, because, I mean, if the woman wants to celebrate an event, like she's just got an upgrade, you know, it's like, oh, I was working at the bank and now I have this position and I want to celebrate and I want to take you out. I think giving her that moment to flex is amazing.
And I love how he's bringing up such specific events.
Yeah, because I find in life you got to be specific. It's crazy. I mean, guys need to be guys, you know, and it's okay to be that way, because I think as a man, if you're taking away the opportunity to feel that sense of urgency to provide for the partner, it's different. I mean, if you're trying to manage these expectations, like, oh, I have to take her out to these lavish places, then that's just your insecurity. If you can't, just say, listen, I can't. I'm not that guy. I'm sincere. I'm going to do my best for you, but this is the best I can do, and just own it. And the girl wants Dom Perignon every night, then so listen, find that guy. That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. Like, you know, it's okay. I'm going to be the guy who's going to love you. If you want champagne and the guy is going to bang his waitress or secretary or whatever, go for that. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, I don't know. It's just a case per case thing. It's tough.
Yeah. Very good answer.
Thank you.
By the way, the food is amazing here, guys. If you don't have, you know, the beauty of living in an Italian household, and you want the next best thing, which is just as good, because you feel like you're literally at Nonna's, you need to come to Amerigo. I fucked that up. You want to say it?
Amerigo.
Amerigo, to have literally the best Italian food ever. The meatballs are fire, by the way. So good. In life, there's hot dogs or caviar. Explain what you mean by that.
Timing is everything. It's
sometimes you just want a good juicy hot dog.
You know what it is? It's like, if you're gonna wake up in the morning and the first thing I'm gonna put in your mouth is like caviar or whatever, what's going on? And it's like, timing is everything. It's
like, in the morning you want a hot dog in your mouth, not caviar. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I tell them. No, I'm just kidding. But it's
that's what she said.
But it's just, you look and it's like, sometimes you're going out and whatever, and somebody's there and you see the energy is off, and you're like, okay, like, what am I doing here? This is like a complete waste of time, a complete waste of energy. And then you look at somebody else and it's like, okay, like, how are we enjoying this moment? And so for me, I always see food comparable to the experience. And it's like, sometimes you just want to go home. You want to break your face on either a bowl of cereals or a hot dog or whatever. We finish work and stuff. And sometimes you just say, okay, you know what? I'm having the caviar. I'm having the five-star treatment. And if you haven't seen your partner in a while and whatever, and you look, oh man, brother, you're amazing.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you so much. Back I really want
again.
One of these hoodies.
You do.
They're so cute.
I'm gonna get you one.
Whenever you love a restaurant, it's always cool when you have merch from them.
Nice.
So
I'll get
cool.
You one. And so many times when you're looking at the whole like caviar or hot dog experience, you look, it's like, okay, like, what does this moment wrap themselves around? And it's like, oof, it's tough.
So relating this to women, hot dog versus caviar, what you're saying is that sometimes even if someone is a three, you just want to bite into a hot dog.
Yeah. It depends where you are in your situation. You're going to like, okay, where am I? Level of desperation. What's going to happen? It's like, okay, you know what? Sometimes you're not in the mood for the whole girlfriend experience and whatever. And then this is where you're going to be like, okay, you know what? At this point, I just need to get it out of my system. You're hungry. You need to eat. You haven't eaten all day. You're just making bad calls. You're going there. And then you look at some people. It's like, okay, you know what? Tonight, I want to be treated nice. So
I'm going to hire an escort.
Your budget's differently, you know? Yeah. In Italian, we say donna che non paga, care ti costa. I mean, the woman you don't pay, expensive she costs you. So when you're finally with your wife,
yeah,
it costs you the mortgage, the car, the house, it's like everything else included. Because you're not paying for sex, but you're paying for everything wrapped around it.
You were saying how like you really don't like a woman whose nails aren't done. Are you going to be like, here, babe, here's the money, go get your nails?
Yeah, is that your vibe?
Yeah, hard.
Yeah, I can't. I'm big on fingers. Yeah.
So you're going to be like, here, go get it done. And so that's like your dirty talk. Go get your nails done.
It's non-negotiable. Yeah. You can't have somebody, I don't know, touching your face with messed up nails. It's just wrong.
I hear you.
It's just wrong.
Pet peeve for me, a guy who doesn't know how to say no to things that he enjoys. That's really deep. Like knows how to say, like knows when to stop kind of thing. Not obviously if you love something, you shouldn't like let it go, but like also knowing like boundaries and limits. I feel like you really tell a lot about someone, you know, by that.
Fair enough.
Because I feel like a lot of times women will like push a man and be like, well, no, you know what? Don't go to the gym. Stay with me. You don't need to go. Like, be with me. And then if you decide, okay, she wants me to stay, I'm not going to go, then we don't respect you for it. Like, women will test.
It's a trap. And they don't even know.
So I think that's kind of like the vibe with that. Like, we're always going to test you and like, you're failing if you listen to us. We just want to see how far we can push. It's sad. We don't mean to do it. We just do it. So I don't know. Fair. Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to ask. As a man, what do men look for in a woman? Or like, what are things that like women think men want, but like are totally off about?
Guys are honestly less physical than women think we are.
Interesting. That I'm learning something.
Because it's that one word, like, and I love it in French. Si dégage le sexe, you know, that le dégage. If a woman just transpire le sexe, just like you see them and the energy is there, it doesn't matter if they're a bit plus size, skinny, whatever it is, but the vibe is on, then you're good to go. It's like food, you know, the presentation. You like something, but if the sauce is off and all over the plate, you're like, I mean, the least you could have done is just center it, you know, everything's in presentation.
Right.
And if you feel the woman's, you know, like a bit of plus size, but you're not into big girls, but then all of a sudden, you know, she really put in the effort, the lingerie is there, and everything else is placed. You'd be surprised.
You're still going to eat it.
Yeah, for sure. You're going to be like, okay, then, you know, put a little bit of effort in there. I mean, like, the bacon's a little bit thicker than I expected.
Guys, he's mentioning lingerie so much, so we know what he likes to come home to.
Because it's like the microgreens on your pasta. You don't taste it, but you appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, and like you look at those microgreens and you look at all that fancy stuff and it has zero flavor.
Yeah.
But you're taking a picture.
That's true. Actually, I wanted to mention that when you're on a date with someone and it could be a first date and they pull out their phone and they're taking a pic of the restaurant, how do you feel about that? What are your thoughts?
Look, if it's a restaurant that she's been dying to go to and low-key you know, like, I don't mind. She snaps a couple of pictures of the place. That's cool.
When you're in the bathroom or when you're just there? And she's like,
if
wait,
I'm there,
hold
and she's
on.
She's like, no, don't, like, just like, oh, you mind if I take a little picture or whatever like that? I really want to remember this moment. I'd be like, yeah, cool, for sure. No worries. But if it's like every single thing that's coming out and you're taking a picture, I'm done. The same thing if you're going out for a cigarette. If the girl's leaving for a cigarette and I'm at the table waiting for my plate, I'm done.
Oh my God, we need to talk about that. So my ex-boyfriend was a huge smoker, okay? And he loved going to restaurants. Like we would go like, honestly, like 4 times a week, 5 times a week, even 6 sometimes. And what I found so annoying was every time like we'd be sitting at dinner or whatever, wherever we were, he would always get up and smoke, like every 15 minutes. And I always found myself like getting annoyed because I'm like, I feel like I'm spending this day not like chatting with my partner, but just like being alone. Like, I feel like if you're getting up 8 times in this dinner, like I literally ate dinner alone. So many times food comes, he's not even here. Like the food's getting cold. It's annoying.
Unacceptable.
It's like, what, you can't hold your cigarettes till like after the dinner or like go once? I don't know, it's a turnoff, I feel.
Massive. No, same here. I mean, honestly, I don't understand how cigarette goes into the whole food aspect of it all. I know some people are like, no, after I have my entree, I need to have a cigarette or before dessert. I don't know. I never understood that. For me, that's one of the things. Like nails, and I'd say for me, honestly, like a hard second is like If you're eating and it's a cigarette break, I can't. I can't be bothered with that. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
No, for me. Other people, they don't mind. That's fine. I mean, that's their thing, but I can't.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, crazy stories of things that have happened in, like, the restaurant?
Massive. You got to, like, narrow it down.
Okay. Narrow it down. Like, guy being a jerk on a date, maybe, but, like, making a scene, maybe. Or, like, a breakup happening, or, I don't know, splitting the bill.
Well, splitting the bill, it's normal. It's like, it's just, we find that more amusing than anything else, because you kind of, like,
amusing. I would feel so bad for the girl. I would be like, oh, my God, like, have you ever just, like, don't even send the girl a bill?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's okay.
You've done that?
Yeah, for sure.
But then doesn't the guy feel even, his dick got even smaller?
For sure. And he needs to.
And you know what? Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, you have to. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you did the guy a favor. Because once you pass through that emotional process, you go back home and you think about what you did. And like, hopefully you learned your lesson.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things that happen. I mean, I don't know. There's so many things that go on a daily. It's tough. I mean, you got to bring me out on.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, wait. So once I was at a restaurant, okay, and I was in a relationship and my girlfriend was also in a relationship.
Okay.
And we're eating.
Double dating or like?
No. We're just me and my girlfriend. We're out for dinner.
Okay.
And we're actually at Mano Cornudo.
Okay. Nice place.
And yes. Good guys. We're eating dinner and all of a sudden this two guys come sit right beside us. Table is like very close, two guys, whatever. So they start talking to us, whatever. Actually, I'm not sure. One of us was single. I can't remember if it was me or it was her. But
that's not a good sign.
No. Okay, so we're on a date, me and my girlfriend. I can't remember if I was single at the time or she was single.
Okay.
No, I think she was single. I wasn't. Okay. So I'm on a date with my girl. Okay, let me just restart that. So I'm on a date with my girlfriend and we're eating dinner. And I'm single, she's in a relationship, and all of a sudden this table sits beside us, and it's two guys, and like you can already tell the tables are closed, they're gonna start sending shots, like it's the vibes, you know? But now my girlfriend, she's like in a toxic relationship at this point, so like to accept a shot from somebody who is not her boyfriend is a problem. But also like, is it really that bad to accept a shot from someone even if you're in a relationship?
No, for sure not. If my girlfriend goes out and she looks amazing and I'm with her because I feel she looks amazing and somebody gives her a shot, that's fantastic. I mean, it's like if someone's offering her a drink and it's encouraging the fact that she looks great, you know, you can look at the menu as long as you eat at home. If you're in a relationship and you're there and you're feeling the vibes of the room and you bring that sexual chemistry home, fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's okay. People need to feel that sense of appreciation. You know, and
I've actually spoken about this on my podcast and got destroyed for also, but I feel like coming from a man, it's always like gonna be accepted. Yeah. But I said sometimes it's good to like not get your partner jealous, but like if you're out and like a guy is talking to you and like your man sees that, like he should be like secure enough to know that like he trusts you enough to handle your own. And obviously if things get crazy,
for sure,
like he steps in, but like knowing that you're with a partner that can handle her own and like step out of that situation. And also it creates that like little bit of jealousy. And like sometimes when you're at home with your partner so much, you forget that like other people desire your partner. And I think a little bit of it is kind of like healthy and good.
Well, for sure. I mean,
and so like seeing
week,
that other people like want your partner, it just brings that like spark back. And that's why I think like date nights and all these things are kind of like good for, you know, just like reminding you that you have your partner and we're together and we chose to be together.
Oh, for sure. If my girlfriend is going out that night, I'll be like, okay, send me a picture how you're dressed. And she's like, what do you mean? And you kind of still like to feel like the fact like, oh, I want to look at you and see how you're dressed and whatever. And you're like, oh my God, you look good. And there's that part of you like, you know, other guys are going to be looking at your girlfriend. But there's the fact that like, okay, I'm glad she's coming back home to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I find if you were put in that situation where you feel that sense of appreciation, like that girl's mine.
Yeah.
It's good. But she needs to be like before she's your girlfriend or wife, she's a friend, she's a mom, she's a sister.
Yeah.
She's so many other people other than your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she or he needs to be that person.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times I find like younger people in their relationship, like, oh, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, but before they're that person, they're somebody's son or daughter or whatever. And they need to be that person to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when my girlfriend is able to go out with her friends and go out dancing and be that part, and she comes home and she brings that positive energy home, it's like, bonjour. It's like, okay.
Let's have sex.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and that energy is nothing but positive.
Right.
You know, and if she
What about when it's the other way around?
In what sense?
The guy goes out
I don't know. Like for me, I'm in the restaurant industry. Like you're a restaurant guy, so I'm always out.
No, no. You know? But like, let's say you go out with your friends and then you come home. She's like, don't wake me up. Yeah. A guy's always down, but a girl's like, bitch.
I know. I mean, for me, I'm the restaurant guy. So for me, it's like, I'm that guy that 7 days a week, I'm going to bug you. So it's tough. I mean, if you're in accounting and that one time you're coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's fine. But I'm in restaurants. It's like, it's pretty much granted. I'm always coming home after 11. So.
Right.
It's cool in the beginning, but it's not cool after.
How is it dating a chef? Like, what are the misconceptions? Because I feel like a lot of people think dating a chef, they're going to have these full course meals. And isn't it normally like you actually have to cook for them because it's like they're so busy cooking all day that when they come home, they just want a fucking grilled cheese.
Yeah. Like for me, honestly, I know when I'm cooking at home, it's me. It's like, okay, you're the chef, you know? And so it's right. Like she'll put on that responsibility for me to cook. I think low-key that's my flex because it was negotiated in the beginning. Like, okay, I don't do dishes. I mean, if I have to clean a dish or two, or not a problem. But I always keep the dishwasher empty because I'm just throwing that shit inside and, like, I don't care. She's like, there's three dishes inside. Why did you just run a load? I'm like, I'm not doing dishes. We negotiated this. And I think for many people, it's like, for me, I know if I'm like flexing on my cooking, it's a lot of times it's because if I'm coming home late Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, Sunday morning, I'm like, okay, babe, just call your friends. Let's do a barbecue. Let's do something nice. And I'm flexing. I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's like if I'm home at night and I'm coming back, she's like, okay, what are we eating? And you're not cooking and stuff. You feel bad. So a lot of times, like, I'll cook a monster breakfast for the family. Mm-hmm. But it's tough. Like, for myself, I'm happy, honestly, with two pieces of white toast, some cheese whiz, and I'm down.
It's not hard to impress a chef.
No. Alcohol and chips, and you're, like, 50% there.
I think you started this podcast saying I'm an alcoholic.
Hard. Not an alcoholic, but I enjoy my juice. But it's just the way it is. It's just wrapped around so much of that. It's crazy.
Can we get tiramisu?
Yeah, for sure. Brother, can you hit us up with a tiramisu, please?
Thank you.
The big one, though.
Thank you.
Are you going to smash your face on this tiramisu? Like, or are you going to have, like, one?
No, I'm going to have a couple bites.
Yeah? All right. Yeah. Nice.
He's like, okay, bring the large.
Yeah.
Bring the large. Okay, nice, so, puppy. Okay, we spoke about a lot.
You're
what
happy?
Do you feel? Yeah, definitely. Oh, cool. What do you feel is, like, one thing that women need to change? Their attitudes.
I don't know. I think if you're falling in love with somebody, I don't think it's about change. I think it's about learning how to...
Acceptance.
Yeah. It's because if you love somebody, you're like, okay, this is who they are. So how do you cope with certain things and understand that you need to give them that? Mm-hmm. Because if you love somebody, the idea is really not to change them, but understanding how you can cope with certain personalities.
Bring it back to food.
Yeah, ideally, yeah, it'd be nice. But no, if it was only that simple.
Food is a recipe, but...
Yeah, but you know, it all depends. I mean, look, what are you trying to change about the person?
Yeah. You know? There's certain things that just will never change, and you have to learn to either be accepting of it or to just walk away.
Yeah.
No one's going to ever have everything. You're just going to find someone who has certain things that you're able to look past.
For sure. You know? I mean, like everything from family trauma to career or to past, I think everyone has some skeletons in their closet. I mean, no one's out there is completely perfect. I mean, there's some scenarios that are amazing and then somebody's hit with something. I think your ability to adapt is what's amazing. And you could be in a moment where like, okay, I want this. And that's fine. You need to be a little bit selfish in life.
Is that the hot dog or the caviar?
A little bit of both. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to want what you want at whatever time it is. And it's okay to have that. But then, I mean, not at the expense of somebody else's suffering. So you need to be, I find, a little bit of transparency there. You know? And I think when you get older, you're like, okay, this is the phase they're going through. Because, like, all your friends when you're 40 is like, who's divorced? And you're here. And you see, like, the people coming in. And like, oh, my God, we're pregnant. And then, like, 5-6 years later, oh, my God, we're divorced.
Right.
And then, oh, my God, I'm on my date. And, like, you see so many transitions in life.
Would you be in an open relationship? Where both of you would be open, not just you. Like, your wife wouldn't be able to be open as well.
No. I don't have the mental real estate for that because at the end of the day, if I'm in a relationship, you're committed to the person, but not so much committed to the person, but more your habits. Like, I like to travel. So if you're in, like, in a relationship and you're not committed and you're, like, traveling, and then the person's there, they'll just become a house sitter.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, we're not in a committed, like, we're in a committed relationship, but it's open. But then I leave for 2 months to Italy.
And then I have to wonder what you're doing.
At the house, and then go home, and I don't
know
who's
like, been
in my bed.
And then, like, what, she's fucking the pool boy?
Yeah. I'm not down.
You're like, I'm not down.
I don't need that kind of drama in my life. It's like, I can't. No. I can understand. Like, I just, like, if people have just, like, this amazing amount of money, like, I understand, like, you can't afford a divorce, you know? So... That's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. But, like,
I don't know.
How miserable are you, though?
Depends. I mean, there's a lot of people that can live in misery.
I mean, yeah, I guess crying a Rolls Royce.
You see, like, here in the restaurant, it's like you look at people and they're just next to each other. They're having a full dinner. Yeah, brother, bring it. Thanks, you.
What were you saying?
So there's so many people that you look and they're just standing in front of each other. Like, perfect example. Your beautiful dessert in front of our house tiramisu. It's fire.
Wow.
I can't have it because I'm lactose intolerant, so I might have
a bite.
Well,
me too.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course. I just run to the washroom. Here's the thing, okay? I have attacks. Like, I'll have to run to the washroom if I eat too much dairy or cheese. But also, like, I'm Italian. I'm just, what, not going to eat cheese? I just have to fight through it. You know what I mean? I just decided that this is what my life is, and I'm just going to run to the washroom.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. That's it. That's done. But you look at a beautiful dessert like this. You're sitting down there.
So good.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
And you see people completely disconnected. And here they are with their phones right in front of their faces. And it's like, here you are. You should be having this intimate relationship. There's so much going on. And there's so many walls that are in front of people anyways, regardless.
Did you ever answer, like, what food is, like, best on a date? Like, because I'm thinking about me. And, like, look, pasta... Amazing, I love it. In my top two favorite foods, obviously I'm Italian, I can't start putting sushi and fucking Japanese food first, but I had a question. I was like, if you're going on a date with someone first, what type of food would you rather go for? Like, if I know I'm sleeping with a guy, then like downing pasta.
Yeah, it's not.
I want to do that when I'm dating someone.
No brainer.
When I'm dating someone, we're cozy and like I know like whatever, we're going home to Netflix and chill and like, we're comfortable with each other, but on a first date or second date, if I know we're going in for the freaking pasta, I'm like,
yeah, you better have enough.
Sexy time won't be sexy time.
Yeah, there's a timeline of like what the amount of food you're eating. I think that's what the benefit is when you're in a relationship. Is like you can break your face at a restaurant and like, okay, babe, we just full now. We're gonna go home. We're gonna watch a movie, and if we don't fall asleep, well, then maybe we can have sex later on. But if you're on a first date. Yeah, you got to really calculate. Like, you're just having a shrimp cocktail, maybe a few things, like a salmon tartare or something. You're packing light. At Amerigo, if you're coming here and you're having, like, our gnocchi or our bolognese, it's like, and you could afford to, like, still fool around afterwards, like, God bless. Like, you know what? Amazing.
I'm so lazy after I eat Italian food. I'm just like, don't even touch
for sure,
me.
For sure. You need a walk after, that's for sure.
But you know what? My mom's really someone who, she eats pasta, she eats bread, and she still has a six-pack. And she always says it, like, it's not about what you eat, it's about the snacking after. And it's so funny because it reminds me of that athlete woman with the athlete's girlfriend who was there.
Does your mom force-feed people? Like, does your mom eat a certain way but then force people to make sure they eat because they're not healthy?
No, my dad's like that. My dad will be like, eat it. They'll be like, no, it's fine, we're good.
How did you feel like the first time you introduced like your boyfriend to your like your parents?
Well, like for my last one, for instance, he was Jewish. So
did they ask you like, could we take out the prosciutto or like?
No, but he ate everything. Thank God. Good. He wasn't like.
He didn't tell his parents. He's like, just don't ever tell my mom I had the salchich.
No, thankfully I wasn't with what do you call it? What's
kosher.
The word? Yeah, thankfully I wasn't with a guy who was kosher, but. Definitely still, like, when it's Easter time and, like, you know, like...
those are hardcore traditions.
You know what? I feel like there's also Italian foods that we love, but we won't cook at home, but we'll have it at restaurants because we don't want the house to smell. Because then it's like, take the jackets, you know?
Yeah, they fry calamari. Like, Italians come here, and it's like, bro, you know what? Just give me a couple of arancinis and a few fried calamari and... Because you know, like you're going to the house, you're not having fried calamari unless it's like the 24th of December. And it's like people are coming in the house, it's Christmas time. Okay, dammi jacket, you know, give me the jackets. And you go, and if you had, like, I remember I had this, like, French girl that I was seeing at the time. She's like, oh, my God, this is, like, the house smells like fish, you know? And, it's, and you're going there, and it's like, okay, just, and you're just, like, throwing your jackets just on top of your mom's bed. Because the place just smells like everything's like tsuku de peixe or calamari.
Because when they go fried, they go everything.
Yeah, yeah, it's everything. It's like literally in the sheets for 3 days. And that's different, you know?
Oh,
and
at times
you can always tell. And then it's like, you look at the white people, it's like, okay, so we're going to have like a penny rosé, a Diet Coke, two glasses of ice.
What's this Diet Coke thing? Is it good? Like, if I'm
gonna
go
Diet Coke, but
if I'm gonna go Coke or Diet, I'm gonna have the real thing. I'm already diving in. I'm already going. I'm gonna have the Coke. What, you're gonna tell me it's like any better, or it's just a preference of yours? But if you're gonna tell me, you're gonna take.
It's because I know I'm a pig. I have everything else. It's like I'm having rum. I'm having everything else. So if I could avoid like 30 grams of sugar,
all right, even you. Oh my God!
It's like I have a vodka soda. I only have the soda because else I'll just drink straight vodka. It's just to slow me down.
Oh my God!
It's just the way it is.
Oh my God!
I'm broken. I'm just kidding.
Well, guys, call in 1-800 if you also struggle with drinking problems. Well, this was so fun. Did we forget anything?
I don't know.
You're like, I don't remember. So
any
you let
questions?
Me know. Oh, I was going to say, what would you say are the main ingredients to make a great dish?
So the main ingredients to make a great dish, I think more than anything else, it's more a moment. So many times, like you look at, like, oh, you know, I have this amazing recipe. But I think so many times it's wrapped around the table. So you're going to somebody's house and whatever, like a Super Bowl party. There's no dish. Like
chili.
Yeah, but it's like you walk in, the music's on. I was like, oh my God, who do you think's gonna win? People are putting the money on the game.
Mm-hmm.
There's chips on the table. There's wings. There's everything else going on. And I think more than the actual dish, there's everything else that's just wrapped around it that makes it amazing.
Right.
And there's so many things, even for the Italian experience. It's like when people come to Amerigo, you know, you have the bread and the olive oil on the table, the salad, the soup, everything else before your plate gets there.
Yeah.
That really wraps itself around the whole experience. So yeah, ingredients are amazing and so many things are fun.
Okay, but like name the ingredient. Would you say it's like garlic, onion, salt, or would you not go down that route? Because I feel like in me and cooking, I feel like those are like the main things that really make something tasty. But I mean, I'm just curious from your end.
For me, Italian food, like ingredients, I think honestly, it's like cheese, sausages, hot peppers.
Yeah.
Your eggplants. I mean, all the old school stuff is just so good.
I feel like we've just mastered basic food, if that makes sense.
Italians are the best with food. We just are.
I know.
And I'll fight anyone to the death.
Like, I agree.
It's just so crazy. Italians are just so top. Everything from salt to sweet, meat to raw. Like, we have everything from, like, our own version of sushi, even crudos. And, like, it's just, we're fire.
Cheers to being Italian.
Yes. Sorry.
And having, you know, the best food. I'm sorry if you're watching this and you're insulted, but I mean, facts are facts.
Yeah, they are, and they're hard. The evidence is there.
Well, cheers. Thank you so much for coming on.
You.
This was so fun and different
Likewise.
Than anything I've done. And honestly, who better than to do it than with you, Steve?
Thank you. So, I honestly appreciate it. It's
amazing. Guys, if you've never been to Amerigo, come to their spot. Tell them you've watched the episode. He'll throw in a tiramisu. He'll do something, right? Just be like, hey, Steve, I saw you guys on the podcast. And I love how I'm adding this in. You're like, I'm not giving a free tiramisu. You'll give a cookie, whatever, something.
Yeah, well, something. Definitely a smile.
Thank you all for watching. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. Follow me on Snapchat. And we love you. Thank you. And also comment down below anything you agree with. And let us know what your thoughts are on this episode. And if you want to see more things, you know, me not in the studio and out and about. So, yeah, without further ado, thanks again.
Thank you so much. Honestly, a pleasure.
Mwah.